Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. Check out the NPR One app for your phone to get exclusive bonus content from NPR's hit podcast, Invisibilia, including a look inside a radical way of treating mental illness in Belgium. Find the brand new season of Invisibilia, stories from your local station, and more great podcasts on the NPR One app. It's in your app store now.
Bueno, pues, Q-Boy, ¿cómo les va? Qué lindo día para cantar noticias que han llegado.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garst is away. And this week, we take some time to explore music with a message. Songs of Struggle and Hope is the name of a new album by Agustin Lira. It's out now on Smithsonian Folkway Records. Agustin Lira may not be a well-known name to many of you people listening, but I have been familiar with his music for over 30 years. He was a constant and inspiring presence the whole time I lived in Fresno, California, and I'm extremely happy to have him and his musical partner, Patricia Wells Solorzano, with us today. Welcome to Alt Latino, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Felix.
They're joining us from NPR member station KVPR, and if you can see me, I have a big grin on my face with so much Fresno in the room, man. Let's hear the rest of the track that we started with, Cubo Raza, and it's from the new album, and we're going to come back and talk about history, music, and even more about the new album.
Y en su cuerpo trae la sangre de Cuauhtémoc, de Morelos y Zapata y el famoso Pancho Villa. California, Wyoming y Colorado, Nevada, Nuevo México, todas estas tierras fueron robadas. Y al presente nos encontramos rogándole al gobierno. Reyes, López, Tijerina, en Nuevo México. Nos tienen nuestra cultura aplastada y hablando inglés. El mexicano hacerse gringo no puede ni quiere. El mexicano hacerse gringo no puede ni será. Porque en sus venas trae la sangre chichimeca, zapoteca y de los yaquis, xochimilca y de los mayas. Y en su cuerpo trae la sangre de Cuauhtémoc, de Morelos y Zapata y el famoso Pancho Villa.
That was Cubo Raza from the album Songs of Struggle and Hope, Agustin Lira and Alma. Agustin and Patricia, let's start with some history. Let's fill some spaces first. In the mid-1960s, Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta and some other labor organizers started a union to help farm workers meet the challenges of unjust and inhuman working conditions in the agricultural fields of California. And they used traditional organizing tools like meetings and conversations and rounding people up to talk to them. But they also used something else to get their message across, and that was music and theater. And Agustin, you were part of that historic movement. So tell us how music and teatro were used, and how were you involved?
I went to Delano in 1965 in the wintertime. And I arrived there completely green and not knowing what a strike was whatsoever at all. And arriving there, I've said it many times before, I was really blown away when I went to the picket lines because I saw abuelitos, you know, grandmothers, grandfathers, children, and teenagers and so forth. They were out there picketing. I had never seen a picket line in my life. And to me, it was really amazing because, as I said before, too, I have always seen in the fields people fighting to survive, to make a living, but I had never seen people fight for their rights. And that was really mind-blowing. It just, it sent me to another planet. The doors, I could hear the doors opening for me.
Once you absorbed all of the emotional impact, how was it that you got involved making music and doing theater, doing teatro there?
I always carried a guitar with me wherever I went and a little box of writings that I was, you know, messing with. And I arrived, that's how I arrived in Delano in 1965 at that time. And I noticed from going to the picket lines and to the meetings and so forth that I could see that there was a necessity for music. And I could see that it was really important to mirror what the farm workers were feeling and what the strike was about. And so that set me to thinking, and I started fooling around with the guitar. And before long, I had a song. And one of them was called Ser Como el Aire Libre, to be free as the wind. And I played that at the Friday night meetings, and before I knew it, pretty soon we were showing the songs that I was writing. We were singing them and showing them to the farm workers as they came in from around the San Joaquin Valley, and also the volunteers from around the country.
Ser como el aire libre, no más se pasa volando. Ser como la paloma, también se pasa volando.
Cuando yo era chico, mi madrecita decía, cuídate mi mijito, no te me metas en líos.
Ser como el aire libre, no más se pasa volando. Ser como la paloma, también se pasa volando. Ser como el aire libre, no más se pasa volando. Ser como la paloma, también se pasa volando.
Y ahora que ya soy grande, esas palabras me duelen, porque la vida es larga y yo la paso llorando.
Ser como el aire libre, no más se pasa volando. Ser como la paloma, también se pasa volando.
Ser como el mar tan lindo, también es libre su canto.
Okay, Agustín and Patricia, in 2005, Smithsonian Folkways Recordings released an album called Rolas de Aztlán, Songs of the Chicano Movement. And they have some recordings from back then, one of which is, it's listed as Yo No Le Tengo Miedo a Nada. And it's listed as a live recording from a UFW meeting hall in 1966, accompanied by El Teatro Campesino. And you're on that recording, right, Agustín?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the Teatro Campesino singing. And that particular version that you hear recorded there, it was just something that we had just taught, you know, the farm workers. And at the Friday night meetings, we all got together and sang.
Señor, no,
Augustine, we've all read the histories and we've seen film clips and we've seen documentaries and we've read books and we've read stories about that. But taking the energy from that room in that particular recording, can you tell us what it was like to be part of that movement at that time with so many people involved and so many people watching what was going to happen?
Well, it was fantastic, you know, and I wish that I could convey that feeling of so many people coming together. And I think that the focus of the point was freedom. The focus was that we would see a different day, and we could feel it. We could feel it in our bones, and that we could feel that what we were fighting for was just and that it was good.
Patricia, at what point did you join the group and join Augustine making this music?
Early 70s. I was at Cal State Northridge, but I had gone to, in my high school, a teacher, a white teacher from Texas who had grown up with Chicanos, Marsha Logsdon, brought the Teatro Campesino book, a big red magazine. And she also brought other books, and she said that we should read them because it pertained to our culture and our people. So I saw Augustine's photograph. I saw his likeness throughout the whole book, and my mind was blown away because if you think back in the early 70s, and I was from Brawley, California, near the border, and it was a very racist little town, and all of us could feel the racism. Whether they spoke about it or not, we could all feel it. And so when I saw in the book these brown faces, and I saw this picture with Augustine and Edward Kennedy and on the steps of the Capitol or whatever, and actually I thought he was way taller than Luis because he looked so big. I thought, you know, and I was always real tall all my life, and so I had this terrible, terrible crush. You know, I just thought, oh my God, my hero, you know, and he's, I never imagined that I would actually meet him, but I saw him in Cal State Northridge. They were doing a play. Teatro de la Tierra was doing it's this hour-long presentation that I have to say to this day is one of the most beautiful presentations I had ever seen. They were vignettes about our people and what our community goes through. And so that's when I first met Augustine. And I have to tell you that the first time I had even an inkling of a political feeling was actually when I heard Woody Guthrie's song, This Land Is Your Land. That was my favorite song for all my childhood. But I would have to say that the next song that made a huge impression on me was when I was holding the picket sign in Northridge, and this Jewish friend of mine, Dori Raskin, who couldn't sing very well, started singing Kyubo Rasa. And she, you know, the melody was all wrong. She misconstrued the melody. And I said, Dori, are you sure it goes like that? And she says, I'm doing the best I can, you know. So then she says, she gets to that part, which is, el mexicano serse gringo no puede, you know, and about the Yaquis and everything. I couldn't believe it. I said, because my grandparents were Yaqui. My grandmother was Yaqui. And so really, Kyubo Rasa has been historically for me was a great, huge turning point. It was before I knew about Augustine, but I didn't know that was his song. And then one day around that time, I went to go hear, to go see the play, and Augustine picks up the guitar and he sang the song. Ooh, pues forget it, man, you know. I said, that's how it's supposed to sound. And then with that tenor voice of his, it was over. I mean, you know, it was like one of the best songs I ever heard in my life, you know. So from that point on, it just really influenced me. And after that, I heard his other songs, and I really felt that they were some of the best songs I'd ever heard, especially because I could see myself and I could see Chicanos. It was something that all my life was, you know, it was a question, like living on the border and, you know, not being accepted by the Mexicans and not being accepted by the U.S., you know what I mean? Don't speak Spanish, you know, all the racism and prejudice on the border. So for me, learning about Agustin and hearing his music was a big thing.
What song from the new album would you like to play next?
I think that it would be a real difference, a change, I think, to play She Won't Be There. I think that is very close to being a jazz piece. And this album shows that type of creativity, you know, this from corridos to jazz.
I will be going. He won't be there. There'll be no moonlight kisses for either one. Belong to me, and even though it hurts me so, I see the logic of it all.
That's the song, She Won't Be There. Now, in listening to the album, like you mentioned, there are a variety of styles. You know, at what point did you start exploring beyond the corrido and the folk song to be able to put your messages into a sound package like that?
Just as one small example of the Zapatista song, when it happened and they announced all over the world that, you know, with wooden guns, you know, they made all that declaration, the first thing Agustin did was he went out, set about trying to get music from the library, from all types of places to study the music of that area. of that region, of the isthmus, and he began to work on them on his songs. But because I'm with him, and you're asking a question about what inspires him, it's usually something that's happening in our times, or in the city of Fresno, for example, the song about the homeless. It's always something that inspires him or spurs him on, and he begins writing or researching.
Primer día del año, Chiapas, México, el indio maya, cuatro pueblos tomó.
Sonó la campana por todo el mundo, que Emiliano Zapata ya se levantó.
Viene exigiendo tierra, quiere su libertad, que pare la violencia contra el indígena.
Salinas de Gortari las tropas mandó, tanques y aeroplanos contra la rebelión.
Y los zapatistas presto tomaron a Castellanos Domínguez, el ex gobernador.
Viene exigiendo tierra, quiere su libertad, para la violencia contra el indígena.
Por 500 años, hambre y explotación.
Su comandante Marcos, en las pláticas, pide la reforma por toda la nación.
Viene exigiendo tierra, quiere su libertad, que pare la violencia contra el indígena.
El obispo Ruiz está con el pueblo, dice que la lucha es su devoción.
A los zapatistas hay que respaldar, hasta la victoria vamos a triunfar.
Viene exigiendo tierra, quiere su libertad, que pare la violencia contra el indígena.
Since I've started doing this show, I make a lot of references to my time in Fresno, and I lived there from 76 to 98. I have a hard time trying to explain what did it feel like to come of age after I started college there, with being able to reach back and touch the roots of teatro, to reach back and touch the roots of protest music. There was so much going on. And then that flavor still carried on, because a lot of people still carried the music and did a lot of different organizing. There's still people working and organizing. I mean, how would you describe that Fresno community, that activist community, to keep the social consciousness alive?
You're speaking about how that happens here in Fresno, and usually any movement or any type of association or group usually has leadership. And so I think that what has happened is that you just happened to come across a group of people that began to do things. For example, I think our music influenced other people, and then other people influenced us, and we just keep trying to do something to bring attention to what is happening in our community. So I think that there are a younger generation of people here in town that are trying to do the best that they can. I hope and I think that it is contagious to have that feeling that you want to help people, that you want to help others. You know, if you're doing okay, it's like they said, like they see that, you know, you don't close the door, you make the table longer.
Okay, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to end the show with a song that has one final lesson for all of us, a very personal lesson.
When I die, don't you cry, pick up the banner and fight. Learn how to pick it, learn how to strike, learn how to struggle with all of your might and fight, fight, fight. Don't you believe the baloney that we're number one. There's hunger and fear all over the land, but the rich are having fun. Oh yes, the rich are doing swell. Well, we should send them all to hell. When I die, don't you snore, rile up the neighbors, stand against war. Stand for the homeless, stand for the poor, stand with the people who can't take it no more, and fight, fight, fight.
Agustin Lira and Patricia Wells Solorzano, thank you so much for joining us here on Alt Latino, talking about your new album, Songs of Struggle and Hope, with Agustin Lira and Alma. It was such a pleasure to talk to you guys again.
Oh, thank you.
Igualmente, Felix.
Thank you, Felix. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Agustin and Patricia make their home in Fresno, yay Fresno, and continue to perform throughout the state and all over the place, so keep your eyes out for them. We want to remind you that you can hear every song we've played today in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. We'd love to hear if you have any memories of the music from that era, or if this is new to you, we'd love to hear what you think about it. Jasmine Guards will be back soon. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
They go so far. We're way beyond 1984. Can someone please show me the door? When I die, don't you sigh. Come join the movement and fly. Stand against hatred, stand against lies. Struggle for freedom all of your life. And fight, fight, fight. We have to care for our planet. That is our fate. Learn how to live in peace and harmony. If we do not, it will be too late. And now let's see if we can all be good. Let's go and practice brotherhood. And now let's see if we can all be good. Let's go and practice sisterhood.